This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter, who's still here in Washington along with his Senate colleagues as the Democratic leadership in the U.S. Senate promises to go as late as Christmas Eve in order to get a final vote on the Senate's version of health care reform. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg, for the invite.
Right now, what is the pace looking like? What do you think will be the outcome here? Will the Democrats get their 60 votes?
Well, it's unclear. I don't believe they have them right now, and they have to round them up very soon. We're going to have a final vote on the defense appropriations bill tomorrow morning. And at that point, Harry Reid has to have his deal all sealed with exact legislative language to be able to file that and file for cloture in order to even make a final vote on Christmas Eve. So he needs to nail all that down with exact legislative language between now and early tomorrow morning. So we'll see.
And with at this point, no one's actually seen the language except for a handful of senators. So how is he supposed to line up 60 votes with most folks not seeing the language?
That's a great question. And certainly there is no chance if he follows this plan of honoring what so many of us have asked for, including at least eight Democrats, which is that final legislative language be on the Internet 72 hours before any vote, and a Congressional Budget Office cost estimate of that final bill be on the Internet at least 72 hours before any vote.
Where is the CBO estimate? This revised bill was sent up there a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I have a feeling it's changing by the minute, and they're, you know, getting confidential estimates and then changing the bill to try to get a better estimate. So all that's, quite frankly, being done in secret without any other senators or the public having access to it. It's certainly not the transparency. It's certainly not the 72 hours notice that was promised over and over again.
Do other senators have the right to inquire as to what the original estimates are?
We haven't gotten any estimate so far yet, so we're still pushing that.
Senator, there's been obviously not only a lot of debate over the contents of the bill, but over the tactics, and you mentioned the defense appropriations bill and how that's been worked into the whole back and forth here. Here's what Harry Reid had to say in the middle of the night about what he thinks Republicans are doing.
Rarely has the Senate seen such a sad statement. Rarely have I seen such brazen irresponsibility, and rarely have our nation's citizens received such little regard from their leaders.
What do you think when you hear that?
I think it's typical Harry Reid. He has been, you know, pushing this full tilt, using every trick and tool in his toolbox. And so he shouldn't be surprised when Republicans push back and want a full debate and want the maximum time possible to actually look at a final bill and debate a final bill. And that's all we're doing. We haven't even seen legislative language yet of a final bill. We haven't even seen a Congressional Budget Office score yet. He promised, and others have demanded, 72 hours of that language and that score being on the Internet before any vote. It's very clear he's not going to honor that. So if he wants to talk about the right process and transparency and honoring the American people and having a fair debate, I think he needs to start with all of that.
Senator, I know another issue that has a lot of members on your side riled and didn't even involve a Republican happened yesterday on the Senate floor as Senator Joe Lieberman was trying to wrap up his comments, and he was cut off by the presiding officer in the Senate at that time, Al Franken of Minnesota. Here's how that exchange went.
We'll provide an opportunity for broad savings in health care and health insurance for pretty much everybody in our country.
The senator has spoken for 10 minutes.
I wonder if I could ask unanimous consent for just an additional moment.
In my capacity as senator from Minnesota, I object.
Really? Oh, okay. Don't take it personally.
Senator Lieberman sounded pretty stunned there, and I know Senator McCain and some others were very upset about that because it's pretty unprecedented. Well, what do you make of that?
It is stunning, and it is pretty unprecedented. You know, when a member is speaking and there is nobody else who is ready to speak. Nobody else's time he would be cutting into. Basically, we're all just waiting around for a vote in the future. So Joe Lieberman wouldn't be grabbing time from anyone else or delaying any other thoughts. It's certainly absolutely universal practice to give him an additional minute to wrap up. Al Franken said no. He basically said hell no without using those words. And that pretty much illustrates what this has come down to on that side.
Senator, another issue you and I have talked about a lot in the past is climate change. You're on the Environment and Public Works Committee,
right,
and that bill is pretty much bogged down right now. Of course, President Obama today in Copenhagen, Denmark, gave about a 10 or 11 minute speech there, basically saying the time for talk is over. The time for action is now. His nation is committed to a clean energy future, and so forth. What do you make of that analysis of the debate at this point, especially given the concerns I know that you and some others have about the data behind the claims?
Well, thankfully, his analysis doesn't match the reality in the country or in the Congress, because right now in the country and in the Congress, and specifically on the floor of the Senate, there are not the votes to pass cap and tax legislation. And that's the good news, because it would cost us jobs right in the middle of a serious recession, number one. And number two, there is increasing doubt and debate about the underlying science, particularly with ClimateGate going on, all these emails being released that show that scientists on the global warming side of the debate have manipulated data consciously for years. And so, again, thankfully, the president's words aren't matched by the thinking of either the country or the Congress right now.
The president basically said today he had 3 points. Number one, that nations need to commit to reducing their emissions. Number two, that everyone needs to commit to transparent verification, that they're honoring their commitments to reduce emissions. And then, of course, was the creation of this fund to help underdeveloped nations pay for policies to reduce the effects of climate change. On Thursday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton talked about this fund in a little more detail. Here's the clip, and I'm going to ask you to decipher it in a little bit.
The important point for the next 2 days is not to talk about how we would fund money that we haven't yet agreed to fund, but to make the agreement that that is what we're going to do. Because I want to underscore what I said. In the absence of an operational agreement that meets the requirements that I outlined, there will not be that kind of financial commitment, at least from the United States.
Basically, she's saying we need to agree to commit to this money before we figure out where the money's going to come from. How do you read that?
Well, the way I read it is not only do Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want to tax our economy enormously with cap and tax legislation, they want to tax us on top of that to create money to send to other countries related to climate change. So it would be a double whammy. I think it would be a big hit on consumers, anybody who uses energy in this country, and on jobs in the economy.
Right before we let you go here, Senator, let's talk once again about health care, since that's the more immediate issue facing lawmakers. You mentioned that it's all going to come to a head Saturday morning. What's your best instinct? How's the cloture vote going to go?
Well, the cloture vote wouldn't be then. It would be a little bit beyond that. But that's when Harry Reid really needs to produce. That's when he really needs to file a manager's amendment, a new bill, if you will, in exact legislative language for which he has 60 votes. That's when the rubber hits the road. He has not produced that yet. I don't think he has it as we speak. He may by tomorrow morning, but we'll see.
We'll keep watching as well. Senator, thanks as always for your time. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Greg, to you and all your listeners. Great to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Louisiana Senator David Vitter. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.